Ethiopia is facing a difficult problem. 85% of women live in rural areas, far from healthcare facilities. Access is especially tough for pregnant women and children. Usually, people living in rural areas travel for hours on foot only to receive marginal quality treatment. For many pregnant Ethiopian women, even that is a luxury. Mondays are busy at the Fufa Village Maternity Clinic in southwestern Ethiopia. Mothers from near and far come to this clinic, the first of its kind within a 100-kilometer radius. The maternity clinic has a delivery room, basic equipment, and trained professionals. Gabra Mariam Ayele is a clinical nurse who has been working in the Fufa area for decades. He describes how prenatal care was delivered in the past.
We were limited in what we could do. Before the clinic, we sent two healthcare workers to the villages on foot. They provided vaccinations and antenatal care to mothers.
He says many women do not get proper care during pregnancy and while giving birth. It's rare to find maternity clinics with proper medical equipment and trained professionals in Ethiopia. The effects are devastating. The UN reports that Ethiopia's infant mortality rate is 86 out of every 1,000. Lack of care can also be fatal to mothers. Those who survive have to deal with the emotional and physical scars left behind from obstructed labor. One of these complications is fistula. Mark Bennett is the CEO of the Addis Ababa Fistula Hospital, where women who suffer from childbirth injuries get free treatment.
It happens in rural areas because women don't have access to healthcare. They live a long distance from a place where healthcare can be provided. So getting transport, getting to a health centre in time, and then getting to a health centre that actually has the facilities or the professional staff who can give some assistance, that takes a long time. And in many cases, women cannot actually access that care.
Fistula is a childbirth injury, a hole made between the bladder and the wall of the cervix or rectum through which fluids leak. It's caused by prolonged labor and lack of access to proper care. In fact, many women die while giving birth, but some make it to the Fistula Hospital in Addis Ababa, the only of its kind in the country.
Most women, 96% of women, start their labor in their home and they wait too long to make a decision about transport to a health center. Then finding transport and finding money takes time. Taking the transport to the health center takes time. Finding a health center that can give her a C-section operation is very difficult. Only a small number of locations can do that. And so the woman is in a lot of trouble. And Ethiopia has a big challenge, building roads to connect rural communities to locations where healthcare can be provided. That's a big challenge. Providing education is a big challenge to a rural community. And providing health professionals to a rural community that's so large is an enormous challenge. Educated people don't want to work in the countryside.
Adding to that is the flight of doctors leaving the country for better paying jobs overseas. The government is training health extension workers to meet the growing demand in the country, which has Africa's second largest population. These are low-level professionals with some months of training. Magdas Kasahun is a midwife who works with health extension workers. She says the biggest challenge is raising awareness in rural communities, and health extension workers are helping bridge that gap.
Health extension workers and mobile clinic workers teach mothers about basic nutritional needs during pregnancy. They grow cabbage and carrots for sale at a local market to buy grain. We advise them to eat vegetables during pregnancy. We also consult them about possible birth complications, vaccinations and PMCT.
PMCT, prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV, is a big component of the prenatal care provided at the Fufa clinic. At another maternity clinic in the town of Durame in southern Ethiopia, farmers Amene Chaila Mariam and her husband, Destat Senyo, came to visit a patient. Amene says she might be 4 or 5 months pregnant. She says she plans to follow up her pregnancy at the clinic. The government says health extension workers will help out in efforts to expand healthcare access for millions of Ethiopia's rural women. But there's no quick fix in sight, as poor infrastructure and high population growth rate remain formidable challenges. For VOA, I'm Henok Samak-Zerfante.